listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. With me today is Chairman for the Eastern Township School Board, Michael Murray, who is speaking to us about the current issue the Eastern Township School Board is facing with its contract negotiations for transportation services for the 2022-2023 school year. Thank you so much, Michael, for speaking with me today. I really appreciate your time.
It's always a pleasure, and thank you for helping us get our information to as broad a public as possible.
It's my pleasure. So a letter was sent out to parents at the end of August explaining that the ETSB is still in the midst of contract negotiations to ensure transportation services for this school year, and they're starting to have some concern amongst parents here in the community. Are you able to explain a little bit why there has been such a stall in the negotiation process?
Yes, I can explain a little bit, but I can't understand the why. I would think this is a case where confusion among government departments really led to somebody or other dropping the ball. Because it was no surprise that all the contracts for busing expired on June 30th at the end of the last school year. There were no attempt to begin negotiations by the government until sometime in the summer, which is always a difficult time, as you know. It's just, everything slows down. The issue was complicated by different ministries having different objectives. The transport minister announced back in, I think at the beginning of the year, back in January, that all new buses purchased by bus contractors, and that includes us as a school board where we operate our own buses, must be electric buses. They cost, even though there's a substantial subsidy, they cost about $75,000 more than the diesel buses that we've been using up until now. So the cost of replacement buses has shot up. And in addition to that, of course, each of those buses needs a special high-powered charging station for the very big batteries that they have. And those charging stations are expensive as well. The Transport Ministry basically imposed a substantial increase in operating costs on the bus contractors. They may not have mentioned that to the Ministry of Education. I don't know. But in any case, when negotiations did begin, two parties were very far apart because the bus contractors, of course, needed to have enough of an increase in their budgets to cover both the normal cost of operation and these new additional costs. Of course, all negotiations involving money operate through the Treasury Board, a third ministry besides the Ministry of Education that is involved in the process. Is that complicated enough?
So it seems like it all comes down to like a lack of budget and a lack of communication between the departments.
I think a lack of communication is probably the basic issue. The government has committed to the virage vert, the promoting green solutions, and the electric buses are part of that. Not incidentally, they are made in Quebec, so. This is also good for our local economy. You know, availability so forth is limited, and so deliveries are trickling in and will trickle in over coming months, not already for the first of the school year. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Education had sketched out its budget, I presume, for school transportation without taking any of this into consideration. And so when the Treasury Board began to look at the distinction, the first reaction was shock that the bus contractors were looking for such a large increase in their fees. And of course, over the summer, this has been compounded by news of increasing inflation. We face the same problem as any bus contractor for all of our territory in the Estrie region where we operate our own buses. We have to readjust our budgets accordingly. We've been doing that ever since the whole budgetary process last January, February it began, and we've been anticipating the capital costs for installing the charging stations and the extra purchase costs of the buses. Basically, if we we have a luxury, if we are forced into deficit, we can either use money that otherwise would have improved school buildings, capital, or run a deficit, and basically the government will deal with us later. most bus contractors, being private enterprise, don't have that luxury of, leaning on another part of a large organization to find the money. So I understand their concern and why they're really digging in over this issue that they didn't ask for and certainly didn't anticipate.
Yes, and from my understanding, the situation affects particularly the western sector of the Eastern Township School Board, right? Which includes schools such as Massivania and Knowlton Academy, if I'm not mistaken?
Exactly. We use bus contractors in all of the Montérégie part of our territory, that is, Missisquoi, Shefford, so forth. Just by historical accident, the school board has retained all its own bus routes in the rest of the territory. So this affects the west, what we call the western part of our territory. And all of those schools, seven elementary schools and Massivania, the money issue remains in the hands of the Treasury Board. So it's a very complicated process. Right now, we're on a temporary extension. As of last Friday, our bus contractors agreed that they would begin operations on a normal basis, and they did so yesterday, but only until September 22nd. That gives us approximately 3 weeks, that was their approach, to arrive at a final settlement. And the government has until, I guess it was the 23rd, and we're good until the end of that week, third week in September. Then if they haven't reached an agreement, they are free to. This isn't really a strike, it's just cessation of service because they have no contract. That they're putting pressure on the government to say settle, and obviously one of the considerations is that we're in an election campaign, so if there were an interruption of service, the government would require to explain how they let it happen.
What stage is the ETSB currently at in the negotiation process with these more, I guess I could say, private transportation carriers rather than the Eastern Township School Board?
We have 47 routes, about 2,000, a little over 2,000 students affected by the part of the territory that is still in negotiation. We've reached a kind of a modus vivendi, an understanding with the bus contractors over this temporary extension, but that's all we can do. We have to wait until the broader provincial settlements are concluded, and that involves territories well outside our own.
Yeah, so basically until the government extends the budget or finds more budgeting.
Finds a solution with the contractors that satisfies both parties. I understand, and this is just the sort of news reporting that I see, but in some cases, some territories of some school boards and school service centers did not have busing when school started. We're fortunate that we've reached a sort of an informal understanding for at least these first 3 weeks with our bus contractors, and they're being very flexible and reasonable to allow us the time to push for a final negotiation that will solve the problem of all the extra expense that they're going to face this year.
Okay, and if negotiations fall through or they have not been concluded by said date of your extension, how would the ETSB go about ensuring transportation for students? I know that this will most certainly have a negative impact on the students' access to education if there is no solution put forward.
It certainly would, and we have sent out a number of letters to the parents in the territory affected. First of all, alerting them to the problem and suggesting that they make alternative arrangements. But we're very aware of two things. One, with our very large territory and long distances between schools, it's not a simple thing for parents to find a way to transport kids to school if there's no busing. And the second thing is, bus contractors are facing a genuine problem. They're being reasonable about this temporary extension, a very generous concession on their part. They could have just said, we don't have a contract, we're not going to operate. They have expenses every day that they do operate that they're not sure that they're going to be able to cover, not having a contract. So, it's a give and take situation that we're doing our best, and we're in daily contact with them to make sure that we are on the best possible terms with them and see if we can find solutions. If the 23rd arrives without a settlement with the government, we'll have to find another temporary solution somehow, because certainly we don't want to inflict the stress on families of either not having transportation or having to find alternative transportation, which may mean missing work or otherwise.
Yes, exactly. With parents with employment and whatnot, it can be difficult to pick students up and to bring them to school every single day.
Absolutely. And it's you know, two trips a day. And in some cases, half an hour, 45 minutes, even an hour travel to the school where their child attends.
Yes.
So we're, you know, we're, this is right now, this is the overarching issue, the primary issue that we're attending to, is trying to develop solutions, trying to make sure that there are no unnecessary impediments in the operation. And of course, we have all the other usual problems. You know, we're very short of drivers, spare drivers particularly. COVID is around, some people fall sick, we have to find replacements. And so even in this period, there may be times when we have to send out a notice to people saying there won't be a bus running tomorrow. You'll have to find another solution. We don't like doing that. That's certainly nothing, no pleasure to anybody. But we are also in this driver shortage or employee shortage situation that affects everyone.
Yeah, so parents should, it might be difficult, but they should try their best to maybe find a plan B just for now.
A plan B would be a good idea, and we sincerely hope that nobody will need to resort to Plan D. We're devoting every possible effort to making Plan A work.
Well, thank you so much, Michael, for being open on speaking about that. I wasn't sure if there was anything else that you wanted to mention about the situation or the negotiations that you think would be important for parents in our community to know.
Well, as I said, we're not involved. The school board is not directly involved in the monetary end of things. That is the Treasury Board that handles all of those negotiations. We are, however, working with closely with our bus contractors on the rest of the mechanics of providing twice daily transportation for our nearly 6,000 students. There's a lot of detail work to be done, and we're very happy that our contractors are cooperative and collaborative.
Well, thank you so much again for speaking with us, Michael. I really appreciate your time.
It's always a pleasure.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.